The Stockton charity, which was set up by a man who caught kids vandalising his car, is celebrating its 50th birthday. The Eastern Ravens Trust was set up in 1961 by Roger Bradshaw after he found a group putting sand into his petrol tank. Our reporter David McMillan is where it all started. Hello, David.
Good morning, Ali. Well, I'm on Swainby Road, which is on the Stockton-Norton border, and this area is in a pretty sorry state these days. Most of the houses are covered with those perforated green shutters, which are the property equivalent of a death row boiler suit. All the green areas are overgrown or churned up. There's just a few sporadic poppies offering any kind of vibrant flash of resistance. But the Eastern Ravens Trust was created here 50 years ago when Mr. Roger Bradshaw looked out to his car. Perhaps it was a brand new E-type Jaguar, maybe more likely to be something like an Austin Metropolitan or a Mollusk Cowley. But he found some scamps trying to put sand in his fuel tank. He may well have wondered, where did they get sand from this far away from the seaside? But instead of getting angry and clipping them round the ear or threatening to incarcerate them in a workhouse, he decided to set up a charity to give them something to do and to give them some hope for the future. Now, the Eastern Ravens Trust is still going today. Tracy Hamilton is the manager of the charity.
And he wanted to know why they were doing it. So when he spoke to them, the young people had said that they have nothing to do, nowhere to go. And he was particularly interested in the likes of Portrack and Swainby Road area of Stockton, and then the young people from deprived areas and backgrounds, really. And that's where we started Eastern Ravens off at, with a group of 8 boys, very much targeted around isolated, disadvantaged young people. And it's not really changed much in 50 years. We're still working with isolated and disadvantaged young people for whatever reason.
So David, bringing it right up to date now, who are the Trust helping now?
Well, the Trust offers employment support via a drop-in at Wellington Square. There's also a youth club, but the main work is with young carers and their families. BBCT's Madeline Briggs has been speaking to some of them.
Hi, I'm Gillian. I'm 15. So, Gillian, tell me a little bit about your home situation. So you and your little sister are carers. Who do you look after?
I look after both my mum and dad. It's quite scary sometimes because it's like mum's got multiple sclerosis and sometimes the muscles collapse, and it's quite scary because sometimes she can be running around like a little child and then the next she could be in a bed. I can't even understand her, and we just have to hear the mumbles of her and try and work out what she's saying. And my dad has a bad knee, I think, and he can't walk that often, but he works for us and tries to bring the money in.
And what was it like when you first made contact with the Trust? Did that help you, and were you able to speak to other young people who were in a similar situation to you?
I didn't even think I was a young carer. I thought no one was like me. I thought I was like alone in this world, but when I saw Eastern Ravens, I actually become Eastern Ravens. It was quite fun, they understood how I felt.
My name's Jake and I'm 15 years old. I care for my mum. The reason for that is because she's got 2 discs out of her back, and in the recent months she's just discovered that her neck's gone complicated as well.
And what sorts of things do you do at home to help your mum? Is it like making the tea and the washing and things like that?
Yeah, it's things like that. Plus, I go to the shop as well, and like washing, the cooking, making sure she's got plenty of water and that, things like that.
You've been meeting with other carers during the week. Someone comes and picks you up. Is it good to get out of the house for a little bit?
Yeah, it's good in one way, but then in another it isn't, because you know that in the back of your mind that you're leaving the person that you care for, and you don't know what they'll be like while you're out. For instance, if it's a bad day for them, you're leaving them and they could get worse, which is like really hard.